Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, after a slippery ride to work today around the tri-state, plows are now making way for salting operations. It is slick out there.
Just a couple of miles away from the GWB, there's quite a bit of snow, actually, in communities like Fort Lee and Leonia and Englewood, 4 or 5 inches on the ground. But the snow is gone mostly. It's the ice that's really going to be a problem in these next couple of freezing days. Now, Brandon Mazzola runs Vistascape Landscaping Company. He'll be doing a lot of salting for the next 72 hours.
Yeah, so I have two crews that go out in each truck. I got one side on one side of 17, another truck on another side. We do Ramsey, Mahwah, Wyckoff, Waldwick, and then I have another truck doing Saddle River, Hohokus, and Upper Saddle River. So they'll be out. We do about 85 to 90 residential houses.
The city and communities all around our area are urging homeowners and business owners, get that snow away from your property. It's going to turn to a block of ice. And you won't be able to get that out for days. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here just off of Route 4 in Fort Lee.
Late-night subway riders may soon feel a little safer. Starting today, two police officers will be on duty on every overnight subway train. It's part of a 6-month public safety plan announced last week by Governor Hochul, who says the number of law enforcement personnel in the system has been doubled in a year's time. Now, according to the governor, most subway crime takes place at night, and she hopes her initiative tamps down rider anxiety. The 5-point plan also includes brighter lighting, platform barriers, more homeless outreach, and a crackdown as well on fare evaders. Well, Mayor Adams will be at the Trump inauguration. Spokesperson Fabian Levy writing on X that Trump's team invited Adams after midnight, which he accepted. The mayor skipped a King holiday event today in Brooklyn so he could make it to Washington in time. He adds that Mayor Adams wants to work with the new Trump administration to build a safer and more affordable New York. Last week, the mayor flew to Florida to meet with Trump in person, saying the two spoke about a number of topics, but not his legal issues. Well, on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, elected officials gathering at the Brooklyn Academy of Music this morning to remember Dr. King's legacy. And we'll have more on that in just a moment, but there are several events in the city today honoring the life and legacy of the late civil rights leader. Among those at the event in Brooklyn today, Governor Hochul, Public Advocate Jumaane Williams, and City Council Speaker Adrian Adams as well. Now, it is a coincidence that the holiday falls on the same day as the presidential inauguration. The daughter of the late civil rights leader, though, Bernice King, telling MSNBC that the timing provides an opportunity to reflect on her father's legacy as the U.S. transitions to a new administration. King calling on Americans to stay focused on her father's value of nonviolence. The two events have overlapped twice before, in 1977 with the inauguration of Bill Clinton and again with Barack Obama in 2013. Well, a somber funeral in Queens turned chaotic when several fights broke out during the service, and it turned fatal. 43-year-old Janira Roundtree stabbed to death earlier this month outside the West Brighton houses on Staten Island. She'd been trying to defend her 13-year-old daughter in a brawl involving more than 20 women and girls. As the eulogy for the mother of four ended, a fight broke out outside the Arvern Church. Towards the end of the service, another brawl erupted in the pews. Police had to jump in both times, and despite the Reverend's appeal for calm, a third fight broke out, forcing police to clear the church. The funeral director telling the Daily News that in all his years, he's never seen a funeral like that one. Well, police are busy in Queens, still trying to identify the body of a woman found dead on an F train Saturday afternoon. A conductor noticed the woman wasn't moving when the train pulled into the 179th Street station in Jamaica. She wasn't carrying any ID, and police say they do not suspect any foul play. Well, today's King Holiday means a day off from class for most school kids. And thanks to yesterday's storm, it also means some fun in the snow.
A lot of laughter and smiles as kids of all ages are enjoying this snow day sledding. Three-year-old Aria could not hold back her excitement.
It's the bestest day ever.
Why is it the bestest day ever?
Because we get to have so much fun.
What have you been doing this whole time?
Sledding.
So how fast do you go down that hill?
So fast.
9-year-old Ethan is loving having the day off from school. How fast are you going down that hill?
I don't know, maybe around like 15 miles per hour.
Wow, that's pretty cool, right? So how much do you love the snow and having the day off from school to play in the snow?
A lot.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Syosset, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.